I've done. Can you carry me when I'm losing my mind? Can you hold me?
Get it, get it, get it. Love that song. Never get tired of it. Uh-huh. Here I am, back and live. Welcome to the Awakening Wave Show, where we turn up the volume of light, illuminating our path to spiritual growth, conscious living, and soulful transformation. So join me as we dive into the frequencies of ascension, connection, and the infinite possibilities of the awakening journey. Good day, everyone. Great to be back for another collaboration with all of you. And we are live today. I am Robin Lee, your host. And today we are going to be talking about bringing in the volume of light through intentions and the secret to being silent and understanding the power it brings to all of us. What silence creates inside of us is our most inner strength and our quiet force that drives us when we are in our quiet space, wherever that may be. It's the courage to take step after step, knowing that our breakthrough is coming, or in some cases, is in progress. Your energy and light is your most valuable source of protection at all moments. Energy fuels our focus, our confidence, and our ability to show up for ourselves every moment of every day. So keep your dreams from those who do not understand or deserve access to your visions of what you are creating. Because every time you share with someone who does not know or understand your heart, then you are giving a piece of your energy away needlessly. When we open up to others, they become aware of how powerful we are. They become afraid and start to project their insecurities. In some cases, not in all. Onto you with noise and chatter, which affects your personal clarity. We start to second guess ourselves. I've done that many a times myself. Staying silent and going within avoids unnecessary exposure to the negative ones that might want to impede your visions and dreams. Protect your mental space and stay silent when you feel the need. Stay focused on the process of your intentions instead of the outcome. So bringing in your volume of light through your intentions. We will be having a conversation with Antonio today. He will be joining us momentarily. And I would like to say once again to all you beautiful subscribers and for those who have made such wonderful donations so that we can pay it forward and keep the seashells flowing, as Q would say. Much love and appreciation to all of you, truly from my heart. I want to say a special shout out to Junebug. I love you, dear sister, and so very, very sorry for your loss. She's still with us. Don't forget that, because we are infinite. My heart goes out to you. I love you. And then moving on to my sponsor, NanoOgis.net, www.nanoogis.net. You guys, I don't know how I tell you every other week. It's a great product. I know a lot of you are using it. So remember, you can get 15% off when you use the Awakening Wave 63 code. All right. For example, I did the math because I'm getting ready to put my next order on an order of 3 bottles. You're saving about $23 when you use that code. Now I'm getting 6 bottles, 3 of the skin and 3 of the wellness. So I'm going to double that. Also, the Nano Ogis product has a bit more in the bottle than the other two manufacturers, NanoSoma and MetaDyco. A friend of mine pointed that out to me, so all I'm saying is a little more bang for your buck. Just saying. Same product, just different brand names. Okay, so check it out at www.nanoogis.net. They have a Learn tab with all the scientific information, and there is also live testimonials for actual successes with the product. And one last thing before we get started, new movie coming out called Birthright. Now, I went to YouTube to find it because I want to know when it's coming out. And I couldn't find the date for some reason. I thought it was today, but I could be wrong. But make sure that you put Born Free, Live Free. Otherwise, you're going to get a ton of other movies. And it has the likes of David Strait in there, Jordan Maxwell, two of my all-time favorites. And I do believe our friend Q is in both of them, fellas. I'm pretty sure of it. And many more in the show. It is created by Luminance Pictures, and their website is www.luminancepictures.com/documentary. They got a lot of great documentaries on that website, and I love a good documentary. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure why we even have TV. It should be all just true stories, things that are really happening out in the world. So get rid of all that other stuff and just put the real stuff on TV if we have to watch it. So very interesting how it is coming out at the very same time that we're hearing a lot of buzz about the quantum financial system. And this show actually talks a lot about the USC codes, the corporations, the Constitution, and much, much more. So on my next show, which will be the 28th, I'm going to have Teresa. She will be joining me again along with two other surprise guests, and we're going to be talking. We're going to be actually sharing some information in regard to the homestead process and how we defend ourselves going forward if we must. Hopefully, we won't have to because we know there's a lot of big changes going on out there. So I feel that we are the energetics of this new quantum financial system because it is all about our energetics and our love and our truth and the future of its success. So when we anchor our love and truth, we are always free. We are all living quantum codes, which connect to the QFS. Look at it that way if you want to. That's how I'm kind of seeing it. So through the homesteading program and learning about our birthright, I feel this is how we expose the system and maybe not expose it because we are in a time of exposure, but maybe change it too with love coming from our hearts. So join me on the 28th, the Awakening Wave Show, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll see you there. And so without any further ado, Antonio, are you there?
Hey, good evening. Yes, I am. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Julia, how are you?
Yeah, you know, I've been told the Don is away, right? So I've been told to do the entrance with BS. No, sorry, BBS.
All right, no comedy right yet, okay? I like it. I like it. BS Radio. Join us for
BS.
BS Radio.
BS Radio.
Yo. Maybe they'll put you in as a fill-in, like when Don or Dave
Yeah,
is sick,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
I was wondering if my name was not Antonio or whatsoever, how would you introduce me without my name?
I
What
don't
would you
know.
say?
How would
What
you
you mean
say
you
it?
don't know?
Tone. Hey,
Yeah,
tone.
find a way to do not use my name and make the audience understand that it's me. How would you
Oh,
do that?
I would just say Antonio. I like it.
All right, remove the name. If I don't have the name, what would you say?
I would say, what would I call you? Oh my gosh, what would I say? Quick,
Just
Robin.
no names. I don't want any names. Just find
Oh,
the
I
way.
would just say, thunder and lightning.
What? Still Antonio. I don't want to hear Antonio. What did he say? I said, take away the name. No, but I'm kidding. But yeah, no. Names. It's just a name, right?
It's just an identity, and we know how we feel about identities, right?
Oh, yeah. But
Right.
yeah. All right. Would
So
you.
do you want
Yeah,
me to
go.
start? Can I start, or do you want to take the show over? How do you want to do this?
I will ask you, do you want to start to say why we are remaking this? Maybe we can start from
Actually, I have because we did this recording,
there.
and there's a lot of things after I listened to the recording from what we did earlier that I want to ask you about. So it was really great that I listened to it because I got new questions.
Okay.
Okay, so you once asked me, have I ever experienced being misunderstood? And I told you many times. So when you have the best intentions and the person turns against you, can you kind of talk a little bit about that? Because you did so well with that.
No, before you, we go into that, the reason why we're doing this again, there was only one sentence by the end of our beautiful show that we had. And I know how innocent and naive and beautiful you are in what you are doing. But because
naive.
At the end of the show,
naive?
No, naive in a good way, like we are naive as humans. Okay. We are, as humans, we are naive, we're good, we're innocent. That is my intention, what I'm saying. Okay.
Right.
And I put myself as well into that. There was only one sentence by the end. And obviously, we didn't have any more time to carry on the show because the show was finished.
Yeah.
And when you said Q is in everyone's hearts. And obviously, then the show, but that was the end of the sentence, that there was obviously a reason why you said that, right? Because people were asking you about Q and so on.
So we were all wondering.
Yeah. But because of that sentence and the show was finished, I take things really serious when it comes to that. Why? Because one sentence can change the whole meaning of going within. And obviously, people, they know Q, know you, know me. It's fine. Like, they know what you mean. But if someone is new, is listening to me and you, we got big responsibility how we deliver something like that. Because it can be taken as the end of the service on Sunday when the pastor says, Jesus is in your heart. And we created another God outside ourselves. And we got to be really careful. As an ambassador, now I'm not using the postman, not the delivery man. I'm really careful to make things so clear and straightforward for people to understand that there is nothing above you. And that's why I wanted to play that again, because I was like, if there is someone new, the message can pass by, who is this Q? Oh, I can speak to Q into my heart. No, you got to speak to yourself into your heart. Q is living his life. You know what I mean? I don't want that message to pass as, you know, at the end of a service. But as I said, you didn't have that intention in your heart. But I'm considering the new people that can maybe listen to these things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was the reason why I wanted to do this again. I got big responsibility every time I open my mouth, especially when it comes to serious stuff as what it means to go within. There is nothing above you. There is not the Lord and anything like that. Sometimes when we use the word God, it's also Q, myself, you, Robin, sometimes we say God because we don't know anymore what words to use to make people understand what you've been chasing outside of yourself. Is it within you? Is your spirit? We use the word God as source. It's exactly the same. And I got a question for you, Robin.
Sure.
What do you think, if you hear about Q saying, oh, do you want to be God translator? Sometimes Q can be sarcastic, sometimes can have a joke that no one can understand apart from himself. He can only laugh like, no one understands your joke. And it can be taken as an offense or whatever. Anyway. What do you think? How we are the translation of God? Because we are really the translation of God, Robin. A question for you. What do you think we translate God, source, whatever words you like to use, but means your spirit. How we are the translator of source? What do you think? How?
By being an expression of the light and the energy and the frequency and just being and that's how I feel it is. It's just my expression in just being in the moment and being loving and being in my highest excitement. And that's how I translate it.
Thank you. Beautiful answer. And I can add, and I'd like to add that everything we do, we translating source, everything. Now we are living as humans in a human body. Each moment of each every day when we open the eyes, we already translating source. In each of us, we saw an expression, as you said, Robin. So when Q says you wanna be God translator, maybe it's a sarcastic way to say like something that we already know. We are God translators, so translator each every day, each moment, each word, each breath, each things, a reality that we create. But yeah, there was something that, and forgive me to add one more thing, please. If people are confused right now, because they're participating to the confusion.
Yeah.
Confusion is duality.
But hold on.
One second. Otherwise, I forget. I'm so sorry. Otherwise, I forget.
Oh, okay. You'll forget. Okay, go ahead.
I already forgot. One second. See? Because in a wolf, okay, at 360 degrees, right, the white heads are running their war, and then at 360 degrees, the whole system. Now it comes the people. The people won't understand what's going on. You can have an idea, but you got to consider that you're going to be confused most probably if you want to understand what's going on the political, geographical, and so on, aspects of the whole story. So if you are confused in a war, two sides, they will never let you know what they're up to if they don't want to or if they want to. So if you want to not be confused, stay neutral. Switch off the internet. That is my suggestion.
Okay. All right.
And for the people.space, it's a reflection of our consciousness. It's like a mirror, how we can receive and how much we can receive. No one is deciding for it. It's how much we're growing, how much we are able to receive as information they come as an update. Once in a week, we get new articles and things. It's a reflection of ourselves, how much we are receiving, that we can receive for the people.space. Then other website linked to that they're not speaking about the spiritual stuff that maybe once in a while comes as an update, the queue is put. It's like the queue drops. That it's just a continuation that queue drops for the people.space people.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, they are, because I read those a lot too. And I see what you're saying in regard to the information that comes our way. The way that I look at it is that, you know, I feel like I'm in a different, I can't explain it, because I'm in so much peace that the outside world, you know, is just too chaotic. So I just don't even get myself involved with what's going on. But there are little things here and there that I like to, you know, oh, okay, that's interesting. I think we went through that 3 years ago and now it's playing out again. So that's how I see it. I feel like we're watching the movie all over again. So I just kind of don't really pay attention to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Perfect. Yes, yeah. Of course. Okay, now you got some questions, please. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say those few things, but please.
Yes. So we talked about, okay, so intentions and bringing the volume of light into us through our intentions. Okay. Yeah. What is that to you? Can you just kind of, especially for the new people, can you just kind of, you know,
elaborate
on that?
Beautiful. Can I reverse the question to you to answer your question? To answer your question.
Okay. You want me to answer my question?
No. I'm gonna question something to you.
Okay.
So do you remember when you said what were your struggle during, you know, while you were getting to, let's say, to ascend, which
I said challenges, and you came
challenge,
back. But you came back with a different word, and oh, geez, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. To friction.
By the way, yeah. I mean, yeah. What did you use? Challenges, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so rather than ask me what were my challenges, why don't you ask me what was my strength?
Oh, your strength. Well, this is not actually a job interview, but I can answer that.
No, by the way, but you know why? Because it comes, then my answer will be the intention.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. So whatever your intention is. So like, say I get up today.
I'm speaking you now, and I'm doing what I'm doing because of my intention.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. So when I want to, I wake up and I say, I'm going to go get some sun today. That's my intention. And then I do it. And then I bring the light in because it's my highest excitement. And that's how I bring it in.
Yeah. But now,
That's.
if you got to go to work because you got to pay your bills and there is a beautiful day outside there, how are you gonna do that? That's a tough one, Nina. That's a tough one.
Well, here's the thing. I was it's very interesting you asked me that because I was actually pondering that earlier in the day. And I look at it now, whereas before I used to go, oh, I got to get 12 hours in here, I got to get 12 hours there, I got because this is what I want to make. This is how much money I got to have by the end of the month. But I don't even think about that anymore. I'm at the point where I go into work. When I go into work, if I wanted to not go in, I would not go in because I can do that and I know that I can do that.
That's beautiful. I had the same struggle when I was at school. Like, you had to sit in the whatever classroom, and outside the weather was beautiful, and I was looking at the wind, and I was like, I have to be in this beep beep beep. I don't want to say the word chair. And outside, it's so beautiful. Yeah, no, that was very frustrating. I remember. Yeah, it's like same thing. Like to be in prison, it's exactly the same thing. And that's when they start stealing, our a light, because as a child, you got to play, and they want to keep you in a classroom for 5 6 hours, brainwashing you. And you see your parents with the best intention, maybe paying you, paying the school as well, to keep you there. And what are they doing? They're just taking away the knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing too is how they can interfere with like when you're in relationships, whether it be family or a partner. I see a lot of the darkness coming between a lot of people here in the past week or so. And it I guess where I'm trying to go with this is how do you keep when you're in a relationship, how do you and there's two people together, how do you keep the light between you to where I guess you become one and you stay together in a relationship. Is that doable or is that just another program where we just feel like we have to stay together because we got married and this is what you're supposed to do and you need to stay with it?
Do you remember when you said in the show that we recorded, but now we're remaking alive, when you said sometimes we were wondering what did I do wrong during the relationship? Do you remember you were
Oh,
asking? Yeah,
yeah.
and I said I would rephrase the question rather than what did I do wrong during the relationship. I would see myself when I started the relationship, where I was in life. Was I needy? Was I looking? Was I maybe getting pressure from my family? Was I getting pressure from my friends? Was getting pressure from time that was getting old, and maybe I had to get married because everyone around me were getting married? Things like this, right? Because sometimes people they find a relationship for many other reasons, but not because they were actually inspired to be with that person. Sometimes they're forced to be with certain people in
Right,
relationship.
right.
So it's all those mind energy contracts that we have been programmed in society, and we are trying to get rid of. And as you can see, during the ascension, many couple they ended their relationship because the energies at a certain point, for I don't know how long, who pretend to be together, and ascension time, recalibration of the energy within ourselves, like it or not, even the lowest frequency beings are receiving light. They don't know what's going on. But so, and when there is a shift at this level, of course, everyone is looking in the mirror, and they don't see the same reality within ourselves and surrounding ourselves. Every color now is visible. Everything is visible. Everything can be touched. Everything was hidden. Now it's unhidden.
Yeah. So I truly believe too that there are those couples that do find each other and they do stay together
Oh
and
yeah. There are so many beautiful relationships, of course. Man, hey.
So there's
Oh yeah,
still
so
sides of
many
it, but
beautiful ones. But if you notice, they are the one they accepted life, like maybe the age of my parents, like the one that now they are maybe around the 70s, 80s. Those ones are like for 4 years together, 45 years together. It's a different generation where, let's say, they accepted life and also the slavery happy fake system.
yeah, exactly. And you know what we also talked about, like I talked to you a little bit about the last relationship that I got into when I first met this person. Like I didn't feel anything for this person, and I was back then I was like judging the cover. Wow, he's not really like what I want, and as far as looks and stuff, and that's kind of how I was way back
Was
when.
that
But
happening during sorry to cut you, it was this happening before the time that then you started with the work that you do, or was
yes, it was way before that, way before that. Back when I was like in the Matrix, like I had no idea anything was going on. And
okay.
so when I got into the relationship, and I realized as I started to get to know this person, because I did go out to dinner with him a couple times, and I started to get to know him as a person, and totally his personality kind of completely helped me do a 360, and I really, really liked him. And I'm the kind of person I like to wait 3, 4 months before the physicalness comes in to really, because I want to know. I mean, I don't think two people, this is, well, I shouldn't say that. This is how I feel. I feel that when you connect physically with a person, it makes it better when you really have that connection. Okay. So what good is it, these people that just go, hey, let's go home, jump in the sack together and then don't see each other again. I see a waste of energy there. Maybe for the moment it's okay, but it's a waste of energy. But anyway, where I'm going with this is that even though the relationship was a long relationship, we kind of became different people. And I actually started waking up towards the end of our relationship. And I truly believe that's what happened. And I feel that we become different people. And for those people that get married, they find that later in life. And that's the reason why a lot of people cheat on each other, I feel. And so when you look at the systems that we're under, the marriage thing, it's a money making to me. It's like a program. You got to pay to go in. And then when you want to separate, it's going to cost you money to divorce, So to me, I see the marriage institution as another program, but other people's look at it differently.
Of course, that's right. It's a program. It's contracts or contract, and two people from experiencing be happy to be together. Then they end up, on a piece of paper with so many rules and things. I'm like, no, man. So, but yeah. What's the question about that? If you have a
Okay.
question.
Well, the question was for, as far as keeping the light in between in your relationship, because sometimes, we as human beings, we change, and so things change for others. Like there are some people, I know some people that are friends of mine that some are in a relationship where the female's awake and the guy has no idea, or vice versa. So how do you continue in a relationship like that? I mean, it's not going to work, and for you to feel that it's going to, you'll come together eventually, if, but there is hope for that other person to wake up though, correct?
Look, it's the true time, meaning that if two people really love them each other, deeply loving each other, they will make it through it. There is no limitation, there is no barrier that can stop, two people to be together if they really care about each other. It comes again to the intention. If they have really through the pure intention in their heart that they want to be together, nothing will stop them to be together, even though they are at two different stages in terms of awareness about, the spiritual growth. Because the spiritual growth could be also seen as very fucking boring. I'm sorry, very boring. That is what has been stole also, you know, when people hear about spirit. Some people run away, some people have some jokes about. Yeah, very diverse society in everything. And when I see what goes on internet, on Facebook or any other platforms, and then I touch everyday life, two different universes. And yeah, I don't know where I'm going there. Maybe it could be the next question. I don't know.
Absolutely. So holding on to the light on a daily basis, you know, I'm learning a lot with the work that I do with you. And I'm going to say in the last week, you know, we talked about journaling. Now, I've tried to do journaling. I write things down in the book because that's one way of bringing intentions in and bringing in the light through journaling. Mm. So I'll write things down and I'll go back and read it. And I'll go, what the frick is this about? I'm like, what did I write this for? And for me, journaling is not an easy thing to do because it was something I wrote down in the moment that's in the past. So does it really make any sense to write it down in a book because it's in the past anyway?
That's right. No. You got it right there. Me too. Yeah. When I was going to read, what did I write? Oh, I must be drunk. I must be something because I was like, what did I write? Nowadays, I'm like, what the fuck is that? But yeah, no, I know those things. But yeah, yes. Carry on.
So that's another way that some people bring light with intention. So journaling is another source. So thus the reason why I'm not a writer.
Hey, please carry on. Sorry. Yeah, carry
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so that doesn't work for me. So what I'm finding is that during the day, you know, for instance, let me give you an example. So
okay, go on.
I had, and this is the workforce, I had a, I have a young worker that goes in the mornings and he set an appointment for a customer. And of course, he didn't show up for the appointment and the appointment is calling me. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, how about I meet you at this time, blah, 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 you know, trying to make up for his mistake. But so I'm like, the old me would have went into the gym and said, listen, get yourself, you're out. But now I go, how can I handle this with love? How can I sit him down and make him realize that what he did was just not appropriate? Not that it wasn't appropriate, but he has to be responsible for his actions. And, you know, I just brought it to his attention. I said, so how'd your appointment go this morning? And he goes, what appointment? I said, exactly. You missed your appointment this morning. He goes, I had an appointment. I said, yeah, you did. So going forward, let's make sure that we're here 15 minutes before starting time. Now, and I did that with a good, loving heart. I wasn't angry. I didn't have this control. I'm going to beat this into this kid's head so he gets it right attitude. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel that I'm bringing more light into my world through how I express myself in the moment.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's the growth. Yes, having more light within ourselves means that we are more peaceful in a way in certain situations, maybe before we could lose the cool very easily. But even though I would say that I never lose my originality, what I mean by that, funny enough now allows me to say a while ago there was a woman that online that said to me, Antonio, we need peace. You always on war. And she want me to be silent or pretend that things were okay when we're not okay. And that it's how society is used to accept when even things in front of them are not right. But for the what do you call it? Peace, no?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no way. I can never be silent when I see or when I need to make things, you know, clear. Why am I saying that? Because even though I have all of my spirit into me, I would never No, I mean, you know.
So in other words, what you're saying,
I don't take BS from no one. BBS radio.
You don't take BS.
I don't BS from no one. On BBS.
All right, so I get it.
You can still FF someone. It doesn't mean, you see, everyone was expecting me to be diplomatic because for my spirit origin and the tree of who we are. And I'm like, I was Antonio. I was dreaming to be Antonio. Now that I know what I know about me, it doesn't mean that I stopped to be Antonio. I'm behaving much better as Antonio, a better version of Antonio. Yeah, 100%. But still, I'll be Antonio. I'm not going to pretend that now because I have this thing about me that I know so much stuff about me, now I'm going to act like, oh, I need to be diplomatic because now I am Q Junior and because of the, come on, please, people.
In other words, you don't do fake. Okay. And I get that. Okay. So I know what you're saying. You know, when the time is right, you need to stand your ground. Okay.
Yeah. Don't let the fact that because all of this love and light thing now we become again, you know, we are warrior light, and now means that we can actually smell, touch, and many of you still, as you struggle, pardon if I say that, you still mingle with some dark aliens in many of these platforms, and you still don't realize they're your friends, and you mingle with, and I'm looking at all of you, and I'm like, you still don't get it, there is a dark alien that you mingle with, and so I still see a lot of unawareness. And please, this is like, you know, this is for everyone.
Yes, but what I do is when I feel, I can actually feel it when something or someone doesn't feel right. And I totally agree with what you're saying.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, let me.
Are you sure?
What?
I don't think so, my love.
What do you mean?
We carry on in private the conversation.
Okay, all right, yeah, we'll talk about that one.
No, gossiping or anything, but no, it's something serious. This is what I'm saying is really something really serious. You go some dark aliens around that you still don't understand people. And this is very concerning.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, let me.
This is very concerning to me. But anyway, let's talk about something else, please.
You're no fun. I just had a good thing I wanted to think.
All right, go. It's your show, of course, please.
Okay, so I know what you mean. I do know what you mean. You can have a feeling about someone, even though you know, you can. I'm not good at.
No, the energy that you receive from these ones are not good. The problem is when you mingle, speaking, listening, reading, participating to anything that these dark aliens are, it's hurting you, people.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's only if you hear their voices. Okay. It's going to hurt you. Okay. If you speak to them, it's going to hurt you. And you don't realize it's energy. This is a war made of energy. We, the spirit source, are energy. Dealing with other energy, everything it's about energy, frequency, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And so we got to be really careful. I really love you people. As I can love you, I can have moments that I can insult people. Actually, be happy if sometimes I send some email insulting you means that I love you so much if I insult you. It means that Antonio loves you so much. I kid. But no, please, really, this is serious.
Yes, I know it's serious. You're a straight shooter, and I believe in only being that way. And, you know, as I said the last time we spoke, that sometimes I open my heart way too much. And
yes,
I end up getting hurt. So that's why. And when you feel that pain, it's very hurtful, especially when you make a connection with someone and they, whatever their way of either fight and flight, whatever, some fight.
But I used to be exactly the same. If you listen to one of the Q and Antonio show and Q says, oh, Antonio still doesn't know how to cross. I was like, thank you very much. But he was right because I was getting triggered. They're so good, yeah? They're so good. They come with so much sweetness, love, and light.
Yep. And you open yourself up wide, and there's times that you just have to protect and not be so open.
But yes, please, please, yeah. People.
Yes. So I do my best not to be so open anymore. And, you know, my entire life I've been like that. And it has not been good in some cases. But moving on.
Yes.
So breathing. Yes. I want to talk about your breathing. You know what I've
Ooh,
learned,
yeah.
What I've learned from you about breathing. You know how you talk about how you feel it in your chest and that okay, so the more that I do these breathing exercises and I hold the breath and then release it, I can actually feel in my rib cage, right? You know, where your chest is. And I feel this, I can't explain it, but it's a really great feeling as I'm releasing the breath. And I know that you have talked many times that you try to do your own, you know, instead of going to Creation Lightship. And I'm not putting Creation Lightship down. I've been there many times,
oh,
to do a
yeah.
lot of clearings.
Yeah.
But to clear yourself, you can actually clear yourself with your breathing and your intention, what it is that you want to get rid of. And I'm doing much, much more of that. And
how do you feel? Don't you feel more secure of yourself?
Oh,
my
goodness.
Confident? More confident?
Oh, yes. Like,
do you know why? Because you're experiencing the work. So you're experiencing the knowledge that it's in you. When you come into the universe, there is nothing that you don't know, but you don't have the experience to apply your knowledge. So by working with the middle of your chest, repeat after me, please, Robin. I command Creation Lightship.
I command Creation Lightship.
For me to receive.
For me to receive.
All of my light.
All of my light.
Into me.
Into me.
And in every fragment of me.
And in every fragment of me.
In my entire existence.
In my entire existence.
That is authentically me.
That is authentically me.
Now.
Now. Beautiful. Do you feel that? Because I do.
Of course. Okay, so one sec. Now, so what we just done, we experiencing our knowledge by doing this. All right, so you grow with your knowledge. So why the people of this planet, they've been stuck for 1,000 years on this planet? Because they didn't apply the knowledge. They applied, I believe, mind energy. So they were not growing with the spirit, but actually the spirit volume was stolen by the dark. So they didn't have enough knowledge within themselves. They go stuck for thousands of years on this planet.
Mm.
So when you work with the knowledge grows because the spirit needs the spirit. The light grows with light. And before we didn't have space in ourselves, now we're making space.
Yeah.
Even though, yeah.
Yes, and it's doing all the clearing and the breathing and letting go of things. And, you know, as I spoke with you earlier, I had some situations happen a while back and I had some triggers come up that I'm sitting here going, oh, I thought that was all gone. And lo and behold, here it is again. And so, yeah, had to do a little more work and I did it within and I did it myself. And so I'm at peace with it. And
that. Yeah, please carry on. Sorry.
Yes. And, you know, there may be other things that come up because, you know, we are right now evolving even more so because there's so much frequency and light coming in. And I just feel it every day. I'm just in so much peace and nothing really bothers me anymore. Like I forget to pay my bills. Like I have to, you didn't pay your bill. Oh, I forgot about that. So when you start becoming like that, you know that you're just floating through life. It's beautiful.
That's right. That's right. Robin, just I want to say something that I forgot to mention in the beginning. And I'm sorry. Do you mind if I just mention that?
No, go right ahead. Absolutely.
Do you remember in one of the Q and Antonio show, I remember the once Q said, oh, the group commands are great. But Q meant 3-4 people, your brother, your sister, your best friends. That's what he meant. All right. But after the show, the dark, bam, go the let's say the opportunity, boom, group commands everywhere online.
Yep.
Q says, I'm with you in your heart. Everyone is in each other's hearts. All right. But obviously, as Q, as the quantum, whatever, whatever, not everyone has access like we do the 12 directly with, but still, we don't interfere with each other day. We don't interfere with each other choices. And we do not interfere with bothering each other with talking or anything. But that comes in between the 12, but not because we're better or we are different. We are different in a way because since the beginning. So we do things in the universe that not everyone does, but not because we're better once again. It's just our passion since the beginning of everything. But I really want people to remind to themselves just to be their own God source, their own idol, their own master. When their friend Michael in the show said, oh, you're an ascended master, I wanted to throw a shoe on him, and he knows it. Because no, man, because once again, with a sentence like that, man.
I'll throw a shoe at him for you.
You can actually reverse the whole meaning of the show, because I preach be your own master, and then if someone promotes me with an ascended master, yeah, it's nice to hear that I am, but my one, I'm not yours. Each of us, the winning game here, it's when each of us has regained the awareness of the power of each of us inside ourselves. Remove the fucking names. Don't look for names, identity. Just be you with your expression. And that, because if we look for names, it's kind of, until I don't have the name, I don't feel to be. Come on.
I gotcha. But it is exciting to know that you might have been an expression in somebody else that was famous,
it's beautiful,
right?
But because on this planet we made idols as Jesus, Bob Marley, we make idols, and we need people need idols, and we lose the war.
Yes, exactly.
And we lose the war. We make another God outside ourselves, we lose the war.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't love Q, but don't make an idol of Q. Don't make your the mouth that it's coming before your heart, what it says your heart. Many people, when sometimes I was doing my own shows or my own speech when I was, they will write everything down, and then they will ask you for validation that what I said, if was right or not. And I'm like, people, you're full of shit. If Q wasn't there, who would you ask if you didn't have anyone? If you had only you, you would come to your answer without Q.
Exactly. So, you know, we're
so
all
be each of us your own fucking God, please.
Yeah, we're all masters, and we are actually what is it?
Thank you.
We all be becoming...
No, it's very important, because otherwise we lose the war, Robin. You know,
right.
The until there is 1% of mind energy on this planet, even in 50-100 years, we still didn't win, in my opinion. It needs to be 100% light also on a collective level. How do we do that? When we remove all the bullshit of the dogmas. And that it's included with identity.
Yes.
Thank you.
When you were talking about the different expressions that you were in different people like Kennedy.
To
Jr.
say to people, we are immortal. To say to people, stop chasing the identity. We are immortal. They want you to be scared of the fact that we are playing only this life. And that's why I'm like, yo, look, the same spirit that was in those characters, it's speaking to you. That it's the reason why I have to bring that up. But otherwise, I wouldn't. Because in a world of, I'm sorry, no awareness, when I say that, people can think that I'm cuckoo. I don't care. Imagine.
Yeah, and you know, when you were... Yeah. When you were talking about Princess Di, okay, And you never, and this is what you told me, you didn't look at her as like a sex symbol. You looked
That's
at
right.
it as like a mother figure. And then I came back and I told you when I saw her on TV, I looked at her as somebody that was equal as us and that she was interacting with the people and holding the children, and she didn't act like she was above us, even though she was a princess. And that's what captured me about her
But you could
authenticity.
see already her face. Her face, it's the way she is. Don't you see the face? It's so was so pure, like
A
you could see
child.
the light, 100% light you could see on her face. There was like a face of just an angel, an archangel.
Yeah, she was just very she just fascinated me. Now, does that mean that I was Princess Di? No. Did I maybe have an expression of her at one time in a different parallel lifetime? Possibly. Is that really cool? Hell yeah. But back to the here and now, I'm just little old Robin.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, look, I know so much stuff. I mean, about me, yeah, and although I'm not getting to other people, but at the end of the day, I still have to go and through the rubbish downstairs. I need to clean my kitchen, my toilet. I need to do my washing. I'm as like, another stupid, beautiful human living this beautiful, stupid experience. Because you never ask me why do I say that we are stupid. I was always waiting for this question. I don't have an answer. No, but the
Well,
answer,
to be
no.
I wouldn't say stupid. I say lacking common sense is what I would say. A
No,
lot of
come
people.
on. The world still live, believing in moon landing. After the show that we saw, the COVID, the 2 years of, but yeah, come on. Anyway, but anyway, yeah, no. No, look, a question for you, Robin. Why do we buy the eggs from the shelf and then when we go home, we put them straight away in the fridge?
I don't buy eggs from the shelf, actually. I buy them from the
But then when you
farmer.
go home, you put them in the fridge, right?
Yeah, I don't know, just
But
for
you didn't
the
get it from the fridge, right? Is anyone that doesn't have an answer? Because this is a question that I have. But it's something that we do, but we don't even know why we do.
So they don't go bad.
Yeah, but maybe do you know how many days the farm had it outside the fridge before you put it in the fridge?
Probably
Maybe
a
or.
long time because I used to have chickens. So yeah.
But yeah, do you get what I mean? But no, we do certain things that we don't even know why we're doing certain things. That's why I'm asking you that. That's why I say
Figured.
that we. That's why I'm so. Which is. It's that just when you say, what was your challenge? Yes, to be. Who I know to be outside of this planet, and when I come as Antonio, I'm like, yo, I'm like, and that was the struggle to accept, like, to put the whole thing together and say, okay, hey, I'm just Antonio, okay,
Yep.
all right, but
Just the Antonio.
and yeah, I love people when they say, I'm just me. It's just me. It says everything about a person when you say, oh, it's just me.
Okay, real quick before we go, this is a question. I don't mean to interrupt, but
No, please, sorry, mean.
okay, so you said we can't see the big picture because we don't have all of our knowing. Okay, so when you say that we don't have all of our knowing, we get our knowing with each experience that we have on a daily basis, and that's how our knowing will come to us.
Yeah, but if you apply the knowledge though, if you live in the knowing, you expand in the knowing.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. So,
The knowing is the spirit, is source.
yes, but the knowing.
Each choice that you take, if it's the knowing, so if you are not going through the I must, I have to, and all of that, if you're going through choices that it's the knowing, then yes, you're expanding the knowing. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's not something that just you go to sleep at night and you wake up and you got all
It's
this
like the
knowledge.
water. It's like the water that you give to the plant. If the plant grows with water, the spirit grows with its own spirit and source energy.
Okay. All right. So we have 2 minutes left. You know,
Yeah, go on.
this is what I like about going live. I don't have to sit here and watch the stupid time clock.
Beautiful.
So let's close the show. Anything you want to say to anybody? Before I go, though, I just want to say I love you and thank you so much for joining me again. I really like collaborating with you. It's pretty cool. It's like
Oh,
I really,
likewise.
it's like I know you so well. Isn't that crazy?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you for having me again and be so patient with me to start doing again this show just for one sentence there. I didn't want that to go in the way that was going simply because I'm so careful to deliver when it comes to source concept as a beautiful, stupid version of humans. Thank you
I
so
got
much for
you. I
listening.
got
Thank you, BBS. No, wait. BBS Radio. Thank you.
All right. And thank you, Antonio and Thomas and BBS Radio. My love to all the listeners and all the subscribers. Have a beautiful Saturday and be in your quiet space as much as possible. Love you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye. BBS Radio.